You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Welcome back to season two of Old and Bold. I'm joined by my co-host, the one and only.
It's the bold guy, Darkest, Chance's cousin, whatever you want to call me.
Yeah.
I'm the guy.
Yeah, talk to him.
You know what I mean? I'm the guy that does it when that guy don't want to do it.
And when that guy don't want to do it?
He still calls me.
Okay, fair play. All right, so this episode today, I've said this before though. I've said that we have special people in our lives.
Yes.
People that we're fans of. Mm-hmm. People that have paved the way in their own way and in their own lane.
Yeah.
Yeah. If this person...
Yeah.
Had a road,
yeah,
it would be called own lane.
Okay, do you know
because he's in that?
Do you know this? If you look in the dictionary and you look at the word,
so unique, I've opened it. Yeah, unique.
Look at the word unique. There it's got it. A picture of this individual next to that word.
When we say multi-talented,
yes,
not just in the way he dresses,
yes,
the cadence,
the lyrics,
the lyrics,
yes.
He's an artist, but not just like, yo, can I paint something?
Yeah.
He's the real definition.
Yeah,
my brother. I think he's one of Ghana's. / East London's best exports, imports. It's the one and only, Koji Explosions, explosions.
The budget's gone up.
I'll be real, guys, yeah? This is a brand new set.
Yeah, it is.
So it's only right that we bought a brand new vet.
Yeah.
I bought some news, I took a brand new step.
Yeah.
I robbed that bitch. That's a brand new theft.
Right now, we got Koji Radical.
Radical.
Card game. This is Koji Magical.
Ooh.
My big gun, that's actual.
Ooh.
Big gun, that's factual.
Ooh.
Leave you on sabbatical.
Ooh.
I think so. Okay, sorry. Yeah, I had that.
Bakery boys.
Yeah.
When my bread come to harvest.
Oof.
I try and keep it peaceful, but them bald heads the darkest.
Oh.
Two sticks. To the side of his head.
Yeah.
Like in antennas for the static.
Ooh. For the static.
If I bang it. Bang
yeah.
It. The doctor's looking at him strange, like we gonna really need some magic.
All right, brother, you don't know what you just did.
This is how we started today.
This is good.
This is how we started today.
I needed that. I didn't even tell him to do it. I love, this is what I need for my guest.
Sticks at his head.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The doctor, well, listen, anyway, listen, we're gonna see more of that today, but listen, this guest, and I, no. He said, don't play with me, y'all.
Play with me.
All right, so I'm just going to let everyone know, all right? I can always say my bad.
Yeah.
We were supposed to have Koji on season one.
Seven months ago.
All right? All booked. Mm. Now, Koji's a busy guy.
Retwist done.
Oh, bro, he got the retwist. That's expenny.
I wasn't even sure today, so I couldn't risk it.
Same.
So we were supposed to get Koji on. Then Darkest basically couldn't make it for that one, yeah? We rescheduled, then I couldn't make it.
Yeah.
And I remember texting Koji, for the first time in my life, the response was like, you done fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you done fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, you playing with me, boy.
Yeah.
Like you taking it there.
Yeah.
So I saw him at Penn Game.
And we was going to clash.
Yeah, it was going to clash.
Oh, no, I feel like it was needed.
Security had to hold
really,
him back.
Because he went
mental. Yeah. I saw East London at its finest.
Yeah.
But I promised him, I said, you will be on the podcast. Mm. And here he is, Koji Radical.
I'm glad.
Thank you for coming, man, honestly.
Thank you, guys. I love what you've done with the place.
Yes. Yeah.
It's lovely. Mm-hmm. Neon lights.
Yeah, that's what we tried to do.
Yeah, you know, I get Scott. Yeah, man. The expenditure is high, man.
No, we're trying.
I love this with my brothers.
Yeah, we're trying.
Now, Harry's doing well. Harry's doing well.
You are.
Yeah, Harry's doing well.
It's us, my boy. But before we get into anything, I think it's only right, we play a little game.
Okay. I think it's necessary.
Because you know what it is? I'm on TikTok quite a lot.
Yeah.
You know when you put the little one to sleep?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're like, raw, I need my time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I end up being on my phone. And one game I've seen on TikTok is Imposter.
Right.
How this is going to work, our producer Amy has all of our numbers. She's going to send us a message and it's going to be a topic. Now, we've got to explain what that topic is in one word. For example, if I say Fanta, also, if we get a message with Fanta, how would we describe Fanta? I'd say
orange.
Orange.
Fizzy.
Fizzy. Refreshing. And then we say it about five times each. And then we say who we think the imposter is.
Okay.
Very simple.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
All right. But for this one, Ames, can it be musicians? Yeah. Yeah? So send a musician to us three and let's see how this goes. Okay. All right then. So we're all locked in, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So who wants to start first?
I can go.
Okay, you can go first.
Okay.
One word, right?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Legendary.
Hmm. That's good. Because the person is legendary. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. Legendary.
So I'm going to hit you with duo.
Okay. Residency.
Oh.
Yeah, but see, look, now if you can't say words, I don't get.
Yeah.
Because residency, I swear where you live.
We got him.
You reckon it's me?
No, we've not
got
yet.
Him. We've got him. We've got him. I know who it is, and we've got him. We've got him.
I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah.
We've got him. Okay, you know, like a rat on the highway.
You
know
it? So?
Have you seen the rats on the highway?
Okay. Wait, why are you moving? You know you. You act like you're always the guy.
You're so bad at this game.
Stop trying to lead. You're trying to lead.
It's me. Wicked. Okay.
Okay, I got one.
Go on.
Catalog.
Okay.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Now he's thinking, but it's him, you know.
As I see, glasses.
Yeah, wicked.
Yeah, go on. It's been a good game,
wicked. Yeah, GG's. Yeah, GG's.
The fact that it's one of you two is hilarious. That's what's funny. And you know what?
Harry's a koalas.
Acting is sick. I love the fact that you, man, act.
No, you done well, man.
Go on. Let me hear your word then. Let me hear your word.
Short.
Okay.
Sold out.
Got you.
What?
Now it's him?
Yeah, I got him.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, let me hear what
mental.
I can back what I'm saying.
Chart topper.
All right. That's easy.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Let me think of a good one. Silk.
Suave.
Yeah, you're just...
I swear to God, I'm not... But okay, fine. He said residency, I said catalog. What the hell?
All right, cool. And for me, this is the last round, by the way.
Yeah, go on.
Fortnite.
Brother, it's been a good
game. Yeah, GG's.
No, Harry. Fortnite.
Casino.
All right. Okay. I'm ready to vote.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
I'm ready to vote. Yeah. Well, okay. I can even say WC. All right.
Go on.
I'm voting. Okay, so who are you voting for?
Oh, you, for sure.
You voted for me?
Big time.
You voted for me.
I think, yeah.
After three, we need to say
who it was.
Who it was. Okay. And then if you're an imposter, you say imposter, yeah?
Okay.
Wait, so what do you mean?
So
I'm just going to say what the name that came to my phone.
So the name that came to your phone, if you got the name of the artist or the person, you say the name. If you didn't, you say imposter.
Okay.
Bearing in mind, you lot have both voted for me, yeah?
100%.
I voted for you.
Yes.
All right? So 3, 2, 1.
Bruno Mars.
I told you, brother. I told you. Because when you said residency, I knew it wasn't you.
Okay. Bro. I was in the wind. When I said sold out, and I was like, please tell me this guy sold out something.
Oh yeah, come and
tell him still. I said Fortnite because he's got a skin on Fortnite.
Oh, I didn't
Bruno
know.
Bruno Mars.
Yeah. I said casino because apparently, yo.
He's in mad debt to
the
casino. That's what I knew. That's what I said, it's not you.
Yeah.
But you thought it was me.
Yeah.
It's like, because you was doing a bit too.
But you know what it is? I do that to catch out the prey. That's what I do. All right? So as it stands, you've got 1 point.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've got one.
I'm a good
point.
Liar,
I got 1 point, you got none. Because you voted for me.
Fair enough.
Fair play. Okay. All right, Amy, can we get another one, please? You got yours?
Yeah.
You got yours?
Mm-hmm.
All right, then. So, if you don't mind, you start first and we make it round this way.
Protein.
Okay.
That's a good... You know, even if... whether you're an imposter or not, that was good.
That's good.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good. And you are the imposter as well. Yeah, so you reckon?
No, Koji, it's been a good game. But let's just go through it.
I love that.
No, you're done. You're done.
But yeah. Oven.
Ooh. Ooh. I don't want to do this. Shapes.
Shapes. It's him again.
Yeah. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Orange.
He said orange, and in his mind, he said Bismillah.
Yeah.
He was like, please, that let this make sense.
That
please.
One. Okay, can we?
Can we have it right?
Should we?
Yeah.
But we're just for the sake of it.
Yeah, it's you. It's you because you're trying to. So you're
doing it again.
Yeah.
All
right, go.
It's you. Gaslighting. It's you. He said you're doing it again. All
right, cool. He said orange.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
Go on.
Italy.
New York.
Shells.
Koji, you know it is, bro. You know it is. I just want to say, bro, you're a good guy.
No,
you're a good
brother.
You got good intentions. I feel like you're a good heart and you're really good at your job.
Yeah.
But this ain't you.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
All right,
man.
Whatever.
Shells.
No, one more.
Okay, so he said shells.
Yeah.
Go on.
Shells. Okay, cool. No, it's you. I'm after you.
Okay, cool. Perfect. I'm going to go. Sharon.
Okay.
I like that one.
Yeah, of course you do. Of course you do, mate.
Okay. I'm going to go.
Word.
I'm going to go. Filling.
Oh, that belly full.
It's filling, yeah. It's
yeah,
filling.
Yeah.
I hear it. Seasoned.
All right, man.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so can we have it right?
All right.
Can
so we just,
right? That's, yeah.
So let's just get to the bottom of this.
Let's get to the bottom of this, yeah?
Let's just put this to bed.
Yeah, go on then. I'm voting for you.
I'm voting for Coach.
Who are you voting for?
Huh?
Who are you voting for?
Do I get a point if I vote for myself?
No.
Of course you don't, mate.
I don't.
You might just vote for anyone. Go on.
Well,
I love you. If it's you.
Do you know what it is? At this point, it could be you.
It could be me. So that means you know that it's not me.
Yeah.
And you know it's you, but you think it could be. Might as well vote for me then. Go on.
I'll vote for you then.
All right then. Okay. After three,
yeah.
We're going to say what it is, yeah?
Cool.
One, two, three.
Spaghetti.
Pizza.
Spaghetti.
Okay.
No, when he said shells, I was like,
shells got me. No, orange.
That, no, orange.
Sent me.
No, I hear it though. Because like, it is a bit orangey.
Do you know what? Do you know what I was trying to do? When he said shapes, I was like, oh, maybe it's like SpaghettiOs, like alphabet like, spaghetti. So I thought the sauce is orange. Then you both started laughing. I said,
I said shapes.
Then you said it Italy, yeah?
Yeah.
And then he said New York. I was thinking, oh, maybe it's pasta, isn't it?
Yeah, because New York,
pasta shells.
Yeah.
The shells is shells was Ames. A shot in the dark.
All right, cool. So, yeah, so you're very bad at lying then, basically.
I don't think that's a bad thing, Harry.
That's good, actually.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's actually a good thing.
Thank you for revealing that to the world.
Yeah. All right, no, that's good.
Honest man.
I feel like it's necessary to lie sometimes.
No, but you know what it is? You see lying, yeah?
It's a skill, bro.
No, I used to think that I was a sick liar when I was younger.
Mm. Then what happened?
Then no, I started to realize that my parents were just letting me off.
They know you're lying, but
yeah. Like, because you know you think you're smarter than your parents, mm.
Yeah, you're not.
And I think it's only when I realized when I had a child, bullshitter.
Yeah,
like you ain't you. Who you fooling?
Yeah, major capper.
But then I realized that my parents were just going, you know what, man? I love you.
Yeah,
I can see what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let it slide.
You know it's Koji. Let me give you one more opportunity. Yeah, I'm just gonna give you a quick scenario and just talk your way out of it.
Chat to me.
All right, so. In a magical world, right now, I'm your girl.
Type shit.
I find a pair of panties in your car. Koji, whose are these?
The panties?
Yes, the panties. Why are you? Yes, I'm holding them right now. Here, whose are these?
Where'd you find them?
In your car.
Why? How do panties get in my car?
They're in your car, you tell me.
That's a good question.
Can I be honest with you? How did panties get in my car? It's
that
like
gaslighting.
No, but it's
that means I took it off, put it in there, and then I was aggressive. That's what you're trying to make me believe.
Do you know what's so mad? I watched a film, yeah? No, it was on TikTok. You know, like when you watch them little films that come up on TikTok, like it makes you want to go and watch it, yeah? And then it was this woman and this man. Woman's gone, babe, she's showed her panties and he's like, well, why are you showing me those? And she's gone, don't play with me. I know that there was a woman here. And he's like, no, there wasn't no woman here. Like, he's adamant.
Mm.
The woman's like almost about to cry. And he goes, babe, I swear on my life, it wasn't me.
Mm.
Then she goes, I just wanted to double check just to see if he was cheating on me.
I'm not going to.
Okay, so now, in my head, I'm mad at the girl.
Yeah, I'm mad at you.
Because now you just made a scenario that didn't need to be made.
Yeah.
I think, I feel like sometimes, and tell me if I'm wrong, have you ever been innocent, yeah? But you look guilty.
Yeah.
And then you start to move.
Yeah. That was
like
it.
You're guilty.
Yeah, man.
I hate that, bro.
Yeah, I know.
It's horror. It's horror.
And that, I guess me angry. Like literally, like that's that generally because like now I don't know how to prove my innocence, so I just need to. My anger is gonna be my point of reference.
At that point, you gotta hit the wallahi.
Yeah.
You gotta hit
maybe
something.
The wallahi as well.
Yeah, but both of them.
I don't have one. I don't have a wallahi.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
Like, I swear to God, it's so rinsed.
No.
Yeah.
No, because bro,
it's so
man
rinsed.
Of light.
People
less.
Have been swearing to God four times
for years
on the Bible, no, and I didn't shoot him, sir.
Another one. The worst one, swear down. Swear down.
That's cool though.
Yeah, no, yeah
that's
yeah.
cool. Bro, I swear down.
Yeah, I swear down.
Or like, what's the most like vague mums?
Mums.
Mums.
See, what's, mums. What is when that? Mums landed road, yeah? That's when man started taking things seriously. You see when a man goes, bro, mums.
I'm going to do that, mums.
Mums. That means my whole mother's existence, I'm swearing
I'm betting on that.
Yeah.
I'm betting on that.
Yeah.
Hypothetically, because you don't actually know what the full sentence is.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? They can say mums, but that. What does that mean?
Yeah, I can't lie. We live in a toxic environment.
Like, no, mums is, mums is like crazy. No, the best thing Chunks has ever said to me, when he said mum's career.
Mum's career.
He's
like, I saw my mum's career.
Yes,
mum's career. There's no career there.
That's like she's played 300 games, won the World Cup, from swearing it on,
like,
it
bro,
all.
I saw my mum's career.
But going back to Koji, because this is about Koji today.
Yeah, I feel like we kind of got lost.
No, I like when we get lost though. Can we get found?
Yeah.
That's the thing though.
Let's find ourselves.
So Koji, I remember the first time I met Koji. Okay. You might not remember this.
I probably don't.
Okay. We was at Poet's house. I went to go link Poet and then he said, oh, Koji's coming. Koji Radical. I'm like, oh, bro, lovely stuff. And then Koji's come through the door, but I don't think he knows that I'm supposed to be there. And he's gone to me, bro, I just put you in one of my lyrics. And I remember the lyric. Persistent Panani, please, on my posture's Harry Panero.
Yeah.
And I swear down, it was... And that was like when I first kind of started doing.
That's a bar and
oh,
half,
come on, it's Koji, bro.
Persistent Panani, please. On my posture's Harry Panero.
And that's when I was being dark. That's when it was whatever.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, brother, This guy,
so I can't get a little like. What the fuck?
No, it's coming. It's on route.
It's on route. Yeah. New album's on route. So
yeah.
You get me a little. You know what I'm saying? You already told me about it anyway.
Back shots with the lights off. Call it darkest. I mean something. I mean, something. Just give me.
There's place in the studio if you want to come.
Yeah, brother. Let me just just one ad lib. Let me just give
a. A little point there.
Yeah, just something.
And I remember meeting him, and I just felt like, yeah, this guy's energy is just mad radiant. Super, super talented as well. And that's something that I feel like the world knows anyway. But I met you as a friend before I met you as an artist.
Yeah.
And when I then started to dive in into more into your artistry, been in a studio with him, seen how he works, you're an animal.
Thank you.
But humble beginnings though. I always try to think how an artist can sound like where they're from.
Yeah.
Even though the heritage is different. Yeah, so you're obviously Ghanaian heritage from East London, but you sound like you could be American. You sound like you could be Jamaican.
Versatile. Mm-hmm.
You sound like you could be anything.
Mm.
When you are creating your cadence, how did you try and like make it sound the way it does? Because it is very unique. And in the beginning of the intro, and we said you're in your own lane, that's what we meant.
Yeah,
it doesn't sound like anything we've heard before.
The origin story was poetry, spoken word. So I was doing the spoken word scene for a while. Before I ever decided to kind of make music. And I think one of the main differences is when I started making music, I never envisioned myself being a music artist. I wanted to make music for a specific purpose. It's like I had an idea and I was like, I'm just going to do that. And then I would even go to studio sessions and they'd be like, oh, what do you want to make? And I'd give them this book that I was writing. I said, read a page. And they read a page and I goes, okay, make what you just read. They're like, what do you mean? I goes, just read it again. And whatever comes to mind, let's make that. And I would like deliver the poems over that. And I would find my pattern over time. And it took a while. Like it took a while to find my flow in a way that I felt comfortable kind of calling myself a music artist. Mm. And I don't think it happened till mad late. People say this early stuff was crazy and this, that, and the third, because it's been nearly 10 years now.
Mm.
But I don't feel like I found my voice personally until maybe like 5 years ago.
Really?
Mm.
And what was that discovery like then?
It was interesting because it was a time where I quit. Yeah. Like after... So basically, I had made a project called In God's Body.
Yeah.
And I had a manager at the time who had been managing me from when I was doing spoken word. And I don't even want to say the job outgrew her, but it was like... things were moving way faster and we was all kids when we first started, didn't it? And she did the best she could. But I think the relationship was starting to get a bit turbulent and she just left one day.
Mm.
Like called me to a cafe, sat there, we ate the food. She's talking about the projects and all the things that we have lined up. And then at the end she was like, and then yeah, you're on your own though. Like I'm stepping away from this and this, that and the third. So I was like, there's no way. Cause I put my life into that project. Like In God's Body, I put everything I had and it even like separated friendships. It was like a lot went into that one. So I was like mentally and emotionally checked out.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
And then even just after that, one of my best friends that kind of like pushed me into music and helped me really get started, he passed away.
Mm-hmm. Was it Harry?
Harry, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yuzoka, man. Long live Yuzoka forever. But forever. He passed away. And for me, that was kind of like, I was most disillusioned at that point. I was like, I mean, I got this. And I had just signed new management. I had like a couple of songs that was like, all right, cool. Have them put them out. It was like Water, 97, If Only. And I think there was another song called Pure. And they kind of took off. And I was like, oh, all right, I might have energy for one more. I made this project called Cashmere Tears.
That track. Yeah. Oh, my, all right, bro. Can I just please? That song,
yeah,
swear to God.
Yeah, incredible.
Bro, do you know it? Because, you know, I always look at the names of songs. Sorry to cut you off. I think you're in the middle of the story, but I'm just saying Cashmere Tears was a big song for me.
Yeah.
So I think Sharky's the one that showed me that song as well. Mm. It's like when I heard the name of that song, Cashmere Tears, I was like, I heard the title of the song before I actually heard the song. Yeah. And I was just like, oh shit, Material Can Cry.
Yeah.
I was like, Cashmere Tears. And then I actually heard the song and I was just like, oof.
Funky.
Start wearing Cashmere ever since then.
Understanding.
No, that track was amazing, bro.
From Cashmere Tears.
So Cashmere Tears, I make that song and that project and it comes out and it blows up.
Mm.
It's going crazy for me. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I can keep doing this. Mm. Then COVID hits and I can't tour it. Can't perform it. I can't do nothing with it. It's just music that's there. And bear in mind, it was like streaming crazier than anything I've ever seen. And people was finding it because of COVID, because everyone was stuck in the house and they found the music that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I was kind of at a point where I was like, all right, well, if this was it, then cool. I've gone out on a high. This feels good. Mm-hmm. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Then it was like, I'm like, hello. It's like, you're going to be a dad.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa, okay, I gotta get my life like in order. Mm. And it was interesting because I was still at Mumsy's, scared, bro, like out of my head, because I was doing well in music, so I could afford myself a lot of things. I could travel where I wanted to, I could go into this store, buy what I wanted to, this, that, and the third. But I was at Mumsy's yard, and because I didn't have those responsibilities, all my money was just kind of like everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then now it's like COVID, I'm sat in this room, I've got all this designer bollocks, do you know what I'm saying? But nothing's moving.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I went into hustle mode to the max. Like, I wrote more songs than I've ever written in that period of time. Ended up getting a new publishing deal because my old one, I had an old publishing deal from when I first kind of got a music signed it cheap. They got me for the low ball.
Mm.
And then that company was dissolving and Sony bought the company. So Sony's come and they're like, yo, we got your publishing, it's coming to an end, but we want to re-sign you. I'm like, yeah, cool. Well, I need this much. They said, we don't think you're worth that much. I was like, yeah, if you want that much, you have to stream this much and be generating this much consistently. Otherwise, we just don't think it's worth the risk. I'm like...
Do you know you're talking to each other?
What do you mean? But things like that is like the fire. I love doubt.
Yeah.
Doubt puts the Bunsen burner under experiment. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so it's like, cool. I'm up. Wrote more songs than I'd ever written. Ended up in a situation in LA. So I'm a publishing in LA. And then I bought my crib and it was like, cool. I've got a peace of mind to now make Reason to Smile.
Mm.
Made that album. That one blows up. And... yeah, here we are, second album now, Don't Look Down. But yeah, it's been a journey, man.
Do you know what's so mad? I remember I was in LA and we was on a balcony.
Mm.
And I think Little Man was...
probably just born.
About to...
What sounds in my eye?
Is it a tear?
Is it a Cashmere one?
It might be. So I'm about to lose vision here and you lot make... I'm doing that.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, there we go, we're back. We're back. He tried to cry, but he tried to style it out. I hear that. It was a deeper one.
Before you carry on, can I ask you, what's the difference between poetry and spoken word? I thought spoken word was always like couch in his mouth.
Yeah, kind
of. Did it down south?
Yeah. It's like if you imagine poetry is the written, spoken's the spoken. So you can read a poem, but spoken word is that poem delivered.
Mm. Oh, is it? So it's just spoken word is just someone reading the poetry.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
but then
cool.
for example, some people, like some spoken word artists, don't write.
Okay.
It's all just like
off the top. So what's deaf poetry then? Is that like Rosa Red?
you're fucked.
No, I'm telling you, bro. Why would you call something deaf when you hear deaf poetry?
No, because you're thinking of deaf, but it was DEF under the Def Jam.
Yeah.
So it was their branded spoken word show. So Deaf Poetry Jam. The same way they had like that Deaf Comedy Jam, or like what's that fighting game?
Deaf Jam Vendetta.
Yeah, it's like that. But for poetry.
Ooh, serious game,
oh,
by the way.
Okay, cool.
Serious game, by the way. Yeah, because I've always felt like with poetry, spoken word, you still get that same from certain artists. There is a...
Powerful.
There is a thing in America where, like, I think Americans have a lot of... They've got a massive bravado anyway. So when they're delivering, it always... See all of this?
Yeah.
It's part of it.
Yeah.
But I've never come across anyone that's done spoken word here. I forgot the brother's name. I had him on my pod on Link Up TV. I'll get his name and I'll remember it.
Maybe
but,
George the Poet?
No, not George the Poet. He's a legend. He's a legend. But anyway, I digress. My point is, I feel like with spoken word, it's very. I think it must have been an easy transition for you because essentially, it is lyrics.
Yeah.
With no beat.
Yeah. But I mean, I was writing it in spoken word format. So like my earlier songs, I have no concept of how to write music.
Yeah.
So there's songs I had in the beginning that was like 52 bar verses, 4 bar chorus, 32 bar second verse, out, 5 minute outro. Because in my mind, I was like, where's the rules? I'm not trying to be no one.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to make up the charts. I'm not trying to do any of that. And it's even weird to be in that position now, like having music sold and be on the charts and do all that stuff. It's a weird feeling.
I want to ask, if we was, obviously Koji is one, but if we was a musician, right, and you have a friend who is a lovely friend, your guy, comes to the studio a lot, and then decides that he wants to make music.
Mm-hmm.
And then that music is just so below par what you've done.
Mm.
Are we real enough to say, my brother, this ain't gonna work for you, or are we, like, I'm gonna do the track with you, and then if you do the track, are you dumbing down how hard you're going?
Oh yeah,
to make sure
I was gonna
that
say, is it bad in the context? Because sometimes bad is good.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends though, bro. Like, for example, there's probably people in your life when you're starting out that says, yo, this ain't really me. But then look at you now.
Yeah.
Whereas like, if you don't want to do that to now a friend, like you might not necessarily fuck with his music or his style or the way he talks, but you don't want to be the one to deliver it, because if he ends up making something out of this, you then look stupid.
Yeah. Do you know, the thing is, I like some rubbish. I like some trash.
Me too.
It depends on what kind of trash my brethren is.
All right, okay.
Because if it's trash, but it's like, ooh.
And he's like,
I might go with him. There's certain artists
that they don't go with the flow. There's artists that go, I got a new car today, but my car's not working. And I got an Ford and I'm making it.
Yeah,
I like that shit, because it's like, if I'm in my car, that's what I want to hear. I'm saying, he's literally like, deep down, this ain't gonna hit well.
How do you
have that conversation?
Would you? I'd help him if I was a musician. I'd be like, don't say like this, try this way. Maybe add your own little, that's what I mean. I'll try guide it, but I wouldn't change what he is.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? I think that's the best way to go forward. Do you think you can be objectively shit?
Yeah, you can
be in it.
Yeah.
Okay. Because if someone came to the studio and says, believe me.
Yeah.
And it's a rap beat. I'm like, well, okay, how am I going to use it?
You can sample that though.
No.
There's happy accidents in the studio.
There's things that there's can happen. Yeah. You can make a positive out of that as well.
I'm trying to think what I would do. Would I tell him that you're shit? I'd be like, bro, you're shit.
Yeah. But it's your dog. Like, I'm not talking about like an artist that you know.
Yeah.
This is man's dog. Like, we do everything together.
Yeah.
And he's just like, bro, Koji, bro.
Do you know what it is? Do you know what I'd do? I think you could go harder than that, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then he's
like, "It's calm."
Mm-hmm.
But like, you see that one.
Yeah, like, it's calm.
It's calm. That's the most underwhelming compliment you can
get. The worst one is if someone shows you their track. Right, that beat is cold.
You skipped the
my days. That's the one. He's compliment the beat.
That beat goes crazy. What's the beat called? That beat is cold.
Who produced it?
Yeah, who produced it is fuck. Yeah, that means skip everything you've just said, mate. That's horror. Yeah, horror. No, do you know, I remember, yeah, when I was younger, yeah, Bear Man used to go studio, yeah, and I always felt like I had, like, I could rap, right? But I never believed in myself.
Mm.
So I'll never forget, we went to a studio once, yeah, and it was supposed to be like a, you know, like 8-man song where everyone's got like a little 16 and whatever, and the bars were hard.
Yeah.
Do you remember your booth. Bars? No, I don't. I actually...
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Don't, because I never did anything after that.
Right.
So, yeah, I remember I got into the booth. All the man them are outside, bare weed smoke.
Mm.
I choked. And I came out of the booth and I said, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, I was just honest with myself. Yeah. And it's so mad, in the intro of the song, my name's mentioned. Because all of the man them were in there.
Yeah,
like,
that,
yeah, in a building,
yeah.
So
yeah.
on and so forth.
Yeah.
Bro, it's like the saliva was stuck there.
I couldn't do it.
And I realized.
Me on the playground. When people used to like circle up and they'd be doing their grand bars. And then it's like in my spirit, I was on the edge of the circle, like, I want to rap.
Yeah, I want to rap. I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah. Imagine I forward, don't get no reload. Yeah.
No, doing your whole bar and no one says anything.
I'd rather get rushed by the whole of Peckham.
All the Peckham used to come together. No, it's horrible. But that era though of grime, yeah, I believe that a lot of things we let slide.
Mm.
So there's artists that just made sounds.
To this day,
like Flirt
still cold.
D, for example,
he's cold though.
He's cold.
Yeah.
But when you think of it,
legendary. Schooler.
Yeah, and we're saying, oh, that's cold. That's cold.
Man's feeling that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, man said, like, bro,
if I shorten it,
yeah,
it sound like,
yeah, bro, man's just
get out of here.
Like, I remember he did a Mortal Kombat.
Get over here.
Yeah, bro, I'm saying, come on, man.
He's cold. I see one. It's an old video, but there's a lot of classic old grime video. Like, people's recording stuff on VHS back then, a lot of it's just still there on tapes. But it was Flirt of D versus Dirty Stanks, and
Dirty Stanks is a name and a half.
Yeah,
Dirty Stanks.
I'm smelly.
You have
this,
one pair of boxes.
Yeah. Dirty Stanks.
No, Dirty Stanks is cold.
No,
he's got one lyric that said, "From a man tell me suck my mum, there's no diss track, ballet and a mask on a ridgeback, setting up, then I spin back, rise and fling that."
No. I think he's Jay-Z. I think he might be the Jay-Z of Graham.
he goes crazy. But yeah. he's got another one that, he said something about, it's corn and buying. Rain or shine.
Yeah, no, but okay.
I love that.
Sorry, Stanks. Stay
dirty.
Yeah. But you know what? Yeah, I think, sorry, you were saying Dirty Stanks, Flirty D.
Yeah. No, but seeing Flirty D
in a
clashing context,
yeah.
And you realize he knows exactly what he's doing.
No, of course.
Like, I don't think anyone could do it today. I don't think anyone could pop out today being like a noise based MC and cut through.
I don't know, because don't you think nowadays there's the requirements for something to blow isn't that crazy? Have you ever looked at something like that's blowing on TikTok, whether it's a noise or a dancer? You're just like, you're like this. Maybe I've just grown up, innit?
Yeah, I'm still learning the TikTok. Like it's like, and I'm learning the hustle of it. Like you got to post bare time. Some of them might
trailers,
not bang.
There's a guy, yeah. He's got a song that isn't out yet. And I can't wait for it to come out because I'm just hearing 30 seconds of it, yeah?
Every other day.
And I'm like, I need to hear this song now. Mm-hmm. Like the demand for songs on TikTok is as important.
Is it not getting annoying when someone's like promoing a song?
It depends on if the song is good.
Yeah.
So for example, like Cat Slater, Tim does it, yeah? I remember hearing it and just going, this is mad. Then I heard him perform it live at a Burna Boy show. Yeah, it must have double Jiddy, good Jiddy. Hey. It's so nonchalant, yeah, that I love it. Like it's one of them ones. But
Call Me the Kid's got a new one called Like To.
Oh my god, that's on my I would like to get to know you.
Hey, no, we need a playlist for the pod.
Yeah, bro, that's what we need to do. So apart from music, you have taken a little detour into presenting. A
little bit.
Now, you're very, very good. As a presenter myself, I like to see people doing their job and go, oof.
Studied the greats.
If we was beefing, I wouldn't win this one, you know? But what was that journey like for you and how seamless has it been as well?
Pretty seamless. It's just being a personable person, being in the right spaces, meeting the right people. And I always say impressions are very valuable, the impressions you leave on people, because a lot of the time it would come from just having a chat, speaking to someone, do you know what I'm saying? Being personable and they leave the room going, oh, I like that guy.
Yeah.
And then a job will come up and they just think about that moment, that conversation, and they go, yeah, cool. Like I remember the first thing I actually did, funny enough, is like going from not presenting absolutely anything to presenting the British Fashion Awards with Maya Jama.
I was going to say, really good as well.
Thank you. And bricking it, absolutely bricking it. Like, and then I remember coming out and trying to read the little VT, you know, when the
teleprompter.
And there was one bit where I'm supposed to be delivering almost like a live spoken word piece to a video that's playing in real time. Tell me why it's not working.
Yeah.
The teleprompter is not working. So I'm standing, I can hear the music start. Nothing's on the screen. In yonder distance, yeah. When I say, this is the day I knew that eating your carrots,
it's good.
It makes a difference. Mm-hmm. I had to read the teleprompter from the smallest screen in the furthest part of like Royal Albert Hall. And like from there, I remember them in my ears going, oh my God, you're doing so well. You're doing so well. And I was like, oh, I don't envy this job. Like this is not.
It's pressure.
It's pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that twice. I did some bits with Channel 4.0. We've done quite a few things actually now in terms of the presenting world, but I'm still learning it. Mm-hmm. It's like acting and presenting and that whole side of things is a world that I'm actually excited to be rubbish at. Do you know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't say you're rubbish.
I wouldn't say you're rubbish.
No, when I say excited, it's like...
You're still learning it.
Yeah, but and I come to work excited to learn something new. With music, it's kind of like I can do it with my eyes closed a little bit, where it's like presenting and acting still makes me feel nervous when I go to set.
Still, it's a bit more on the spot.
Yeah, exactly.
On the spot. And being able to bounce off. Wow.
Bounce off? Why are you bouncing?
I was going to say being able to bounce off people.
Yeah.
People.
Yeah, that's just crazy. You're just there, everywhere.
Bouncing, but...
He loves bouncing.
He's a bouncer. Aki. Internet ready.
What are we doing there? but honestly, I really do want to see you do more presenting as well, because it's quite captivating seeing somebody go into another field, but then it's the same type of confidence you need with your musician, being a musician, but also
doing a show, like, you know, and I've seen you perform live. You're an animal.
Thank you, man. We've got a big one coming up.
Yeah.
Royal Albert Hall. Ooh. I know, yeah, go impressive, but I've got to finish this.
Got a big one coming up.
Yeah, it's coming. But yeah, I've got a big show coming up.
Yeah.
It's fucked. I'm sorry, bro.
Yeah. It's fucked. I've got a big show coming up. May 20th.
Okay.
I'm doing Royal Albert Hall.
Big.
It's going to be the one, like, orchestra, choir, special guests, everything. Like, that's the show for me that when people ask me, like, how am I feeling about it, I just say ready.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I think I've been building up being able to put on a production as opposed to, like, just coming out and just doing a quick show. Mm. And it's exciting. It's always that annoying, like, it got announced, majority of it sold out, and then now it's the other seats.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
The like, other... buy the tickets, man.
Yeah, man.
Just like, buy the come tickets, on, stand up.
Like, you know when all the early bird, the mid-tier, the other tiers, and they had the spendy ones.
But you know what's going to happen? A month before,
that's
when it happens. Everyone's just like, don't worry, man, it's in May, I'll get it.
Can I roll?
Yeah, of course.
Thanks, man.
Yeah,
appreciate
absolutely,
it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think...
people don't really like how
I would... I would want you to be at that show because especially if you haven't seen me perform in that way, this is going to be the show that's like, oh, okay, yeah, he's one of the greats for a reason. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm excited for that. Like, this album has been... It's been a journey. Like, the rollout, everything's been crazy. It's been out for... Well, I don't know when this is coming out, but it's been out.
Yeah.
And the response to a second album is always a bit more nerve-wracking.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Facts, yeah.
That whole, like, sophomore thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I genuinely feel like Don't Look Down is my best music to date. It's, like, the most... honest reflection of who I am and what I'm trying to say and kind of how I'm supposed to move as an artist going forward. You know what I'm saying? So
Don't Look Down.
Don't Look Down, man. Yeah.
Don't Look Down, man. Go stream that. Go buy that. And if you haven't got tickets already, man, Royal Albert Hall, Koji Radical.
May 20th.
May 20th. Be there or be square.
Absolutely.
There's a golf ball in my eye.
Say what, love?
Is it?
Nah, bro, I said to go, it's jarring.
Do you want to go to the toilet and sort it out? Yeah.
Go ahead.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Yes, I think if the song's good, yeah, you can through it.
What the hell's going on? Bro, my eyes moving nuts. Have I got dry eyes?
That's what it is.
A cry more.
Yeah, that's what, yeah, I haven't cried in a minute.
Should we just link up and cry? I watched that catch episode from Love Island. And link up Sainsbury's car park. Let's ball it out.
That for me is when you've lost the...
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago, yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
But the hood's gone. That's when you've
lost your soul.
No. I think that's when, no, because you know, hood, it stops man from doing bare things.
Yeah.
So there's certain things that man does now. Back in the day, I would never, what are you dumb? Man, I would never do that. Yeah. Do you know what I'm trying to say? That is when you've completely gone. You're gentrified.
Yeah.
I shout you. Yeah. Yo, my nigga, what's good? Where are you? You're the missus. Oh, yes, I don't want to take too much of your time.
Yeah.
And man's linking up with Koji. Man's going to go cry still.
So, I'm on it, man.
But I think that's a... Bro, you see sometimes, yeah?
You think that's healthy?
100%. Bro, we're all trauma. We're
you
trauma.
Can't. No one plans to cry. No one says,
I'm not planning.
Yeah, 7:45, I'm letting him go.
No. Not planning. You killed me in that episode. Man said, hey, where are you, bro? Man, I'm fucking mad.
You're running late.
Yeah, Terrell's already started.
No, but I do think, yeah, man harbor bare emotions. Like, no, bare. You know what I'm trying to say? Man harbor bare emotions. Yeah. Sometimes getting it out is like, bro, have you ever needed to piss so much?
Yeah.
And then when you piss, it's like, oh. Yeah.
It's crazy because people say to me all the time, like, oh, your music's so vulnerable, or, do you know what I'm saying? Or you let a lot out. And I'm like, bro, if I didn't have music,
yeah,
I don't know what kind of individual I'd be. And then also, I think everyone's got their process. Like, if I know I hold a lot in and I harbor a lot of stuff. And
hold on, 2 seconds. Please give me that button for me.
Which one?
That one there.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think you realise what you did. Yeah,
no, that's
six.
Crazy.
2 sex.
I'm a prisoner.
Yeah, go on. Yeah, 2 sex.
Hold a lot in.
My brother, man.
Hold a lot
you
in.
You need to take it
hold
easy.
I hold a lot in.
Yeah.
But.
You didn't even rephrase it.
Yeah. You not killed me. I love that he knew.
I knew.
What that like, button was.
When you said button, I looked at the button and I said, I've seen this button.
Yeah.
No, what button this is. But I say all that to say, like, I feel like everyone should go therapy at some point in their life. But I'm a hypocrite. I've never been.
Yeah, hear you.
But I feel like if I did, I'd probably only drop EPs. Like, I wouldn't get to album stage. Like, do you know what I mean? I wouldn't have anything left to get out of music because music is my therapy a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And I feel like if it's not crying, if it's not linking up Sainsbury's car park 7 o'clock to cry.
Yeah, 7:30.
Talking does it.
Something, or talking. Outlet. Do you know what I mean? Even, like, for me, spoken word was my original outlet growing up. Do you know what I'm saying? Even just being able to fire my voice in a world that made me feel like it was probably the most irrelevant voice to be heard. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, spoken word kind of gave me that. So I think everyone finds their thing and they go for it. And if you kind of, that's a lot of the time, that's the thing that can make a man cry. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you've seen Bear Man cry over football.
Yeah. Oh, bro, Man United winning the FA Cup, I cried. Champions, yeah, bro, it was the emotion was overwhelming.
Yeah.
I'm seeing Bear Man that I've suffered the tenure of abuse that we've been getting and we're all celebrating. Brought a tear to my eye, bro.
Different I love the fact that we could come together the other day, Arsenal fans, United fans.
For all one common goal.
Yeah, what's up? Beating Liverpool.
Get them gone.
Yeah.
Get them gone. Sling your rope. Bro, I'm seeing Arsenal fans celebrating like it was flipping Martinelli that scored.
That was the greatest truce of all time.
No, but I do back the therapy thing because I can't lie, there was one time, I think before a shoot, there was a shoot I was supposed to do that was, I think it was like a couple of years ago, where I was going to be gone for like 2 weeks.
Mm.
So we had to do like a call with a therapist for like 45 minutes before we actually did the thing.
Okay.
Just to kind of get where our heads at with the whole thing and everything. I was ducking this phone call.
Mm.
Like, I was like, bro, I don't need to chat to anyone. It's just work. You get me? I'll get it done. It's not that deep. Oh, so eventually I gave in, got on the phone to her. It was a lovely woman. So on the phone to her, this phone call was not supposed to be longer than 45 minutes, bro.
Mm.
So you're just going to use your phone or can I tell my story? Because I'm really open up right now.
No, sorry.
No, I just got a text from Rio Ferdinand.
Wicked.
So imagine. So this phone call wasn't supposed to last longer than 45 minutes, yeah?
I'm so sorry.
Bro,
I'm so sorry.
The minute I started opening up, man.
It's all right, Darker.
No,
he's thank there. You, man. He can be your co-host.
That's fine.
Hey!
Okay. Yeah. So anyways, this phone call wasn't supposed to last longer than 45 minutes, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I swear, bro, we were on the phone for 2 hours and a half.
Wow.
Not because of her. Because of me.
Yeah.
So imagine, she's asking me questions and then I'm on the couch chilling. I wasn't in a talkative mood. So eventually, man, just open up about everything man's done, da-da-da, how it's affected me. While I'm talking about it, these are things I've never actually thought about.
Voiced,
but then now that she's got me in this space where I can actually, you know, deep, like how this is affecting me, I'm just like, rah, I've got more to say. I've got more to say. I've got more to say. And the thing is, what makes them so good at their job, bro? They don't cut you off. They don't anything. They're always assuring you that they're listening to every sentence that you ever said.
Sure.
So I was just like, rah, this is just a phone call. Like this is, imagine doing this face to face. Like I reckon I could actually, you get me? My life would improve, da, da, da. But yeah, I think that little phone call there did help man a lot. I haven't followed up on it, but
for sure.
I think that's the only time I've ever come close to like the therapy thing.
I feel like it's important, even like when I'm in the studio, I'm blessed to have the producers and the people around me that I have in the studio where we can actually have deeper conversations and open up and really get to the bottom of stuff. Like,
brother, I swear to you, I was there, but you knew. It helps the sitch.
Hey, bro, do you play pro clubs?
No, you know.
Okay, bro, if you ever play pro clubs, it is. You know, I clocked football. Mm. There's a lot
it's
of
the
stuff.
Most that,
oh,
it's
the no, most
why
central. Oh, no, basketball is the most why.
Football. Oh, yeah, no.
Basketball's insane. No, basketball's insane.
Basketball was worse.
No, but football. Insane. All right, bounce it back.
Bounce it back.
All right, bounce it back.
No.
I am wide open.
Great D.
Great D's. And they say it with passion. Oh, great D from Deontay Johnson.
Yeah, what's it? Deontay Johnson!
I've never seen D like it.
I've never seen D like it. It's fucked.
He really took it to the rim.
No, really took it to the rim. Okay,
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's insane. I'm never playing basketball again.
You know what's so mad though? Yeah, I was thinking the other day. Yeah, free black man in the studio.
Yeah,
cocaine seller. I've been moving those.
Yeah.
My clientele happy. Yeah. When I drop them Zayas, they say they got them cherry O's.
Koji just took off the cashmere.
Cashmere.
I catch laughs and I catch tears.
Ooh. I catch bravery and I catch fear. Mm.
I don't catch wine, nigga. I catch beer.
Ooh. Hold on. Let me check.
What's that?
Mac there.
Ooh.
I'm blasphemed.
Yeah.
Out of the atmosphere.
Yeah. Out of the atmosphere. Go on, Koji.
I pin that boy up, arms looking like a scarecrow.
Scarecrow. Yeah.
His wife, he take a look. He dead.
Mm. He dead.
That's a widow's peak.
Oh!
Like Harry Panero.
Oh! Okay.
You know, the age of punchlines has died, you know?
No.
I'm telling you, you know punchlines are the greatest.
That's a widow's peak. Like Harry Panero. Say no more.
What's your best punchline right now?
Bars I've ever heard?
Yeah, you know that you can make up right now. I got like 7.
Ooh. It would have to be something that's just like, let's just have a little battle, right? Cool. Let's have a little subject.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like when we talk about guns.
All right, boom.
Guns is good.
Because guns, we can just talk about shit we ain't going to do.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So the first thing I'm going to say, two max on me with extra clips.
Yeah.
I shot 4 of his friends, split his mouth, now he got extra lips.
Mm. I got a 4, 5, and a 9.
That's a lot of guns.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to talk extra clips,
ooh,
point it at him. That's some extra tits.
Ooh.
Have him spazzing out, have some extra fits.
Ooh.
Shoot him in his stomach. Now we got extra shits.
Mm. Oh, man, you mean.
Nigga, I
you
do cold. This. I mean, I do
crazy,
this.
Bro. You cold.
Yeah.
You went crazy. Mm.
You cold.
I mean,
bro.
I do this. I do this.
Okay. I say yo. He say yo, nigga. I say yo.
He say yo,
nigga.
What you say? You say you got 2 max?
I got 2 max.
He got 2 max.
What size?
Man, I got extra clips, so I got 31. 30 and another.
So that's a Big Mac, right?
That's a Big Mac.
Yeah.
I go to the store.
Mm-hmm.
I get some fries.
Oh.
With that. These milkshakes.
Oh.
Because the machine working.
Ooh. Oof. Okay.
I really do this.
He does.
Because I'm a real person.
Real person.
They don't fuck with me.
Nah.
They know better.
They know better.
I really get it.
Why?
Because I'm a go-getter.
Ooh, go-getter.
Talk to him, nigga.
It's cold in here.
Yes, it is.
Feels like snow weather.
Ooh. Snow weather.
Canada Goose.
Oh.
Because it go better.
It go better.
With the shoes.
With the shoes.
Because if I put my size 11 where he snooze.
Oh, that's the cranium.
He ain't never going to wake up.
Oh, he ain't going to wake up.
He said something about Canada Goose.
That's a good jacket.
America on the way. That means Karen. Ooh, let me say that one more time.
We don't get it back.
He said Canada Goose.
Canada Goose.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it.
Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
America on the way. That means Canada loose.
Ooh.
I got too many guns. Canada want a truce.
Ooh.
I got double the amount.
Uh-huh.
I had to tell Canada the truth.
Okay. Oh, you with your dog and he talking west.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
Well, make sure your mom clear. Because if he violate me...
Stop it.
Now, I don't think you heard what I said. You with your partner and he talking west.
Yeah.
Just make sure your mom clear.
We're doing designer?
Because if I shoot...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At your coop...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's going to be alarms there.
Okay.
The magazine got a lot of clips. That means there's a long glare.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Scope on him. I'm on the top of the building. I can see what's in his hand. That's some grade A that he billing. Shot him in his hand.
Oof.
Mm-hmm.
All that loud spilling.
Ooh.
Yes.
I heard you, bruh.
Bruh, I'm trying to make it out of the hood, bruh.
We gonna make it.
All right.
I got two Dracos in my jeans.
Ooh.
Call that D squared.
Fuck off.
Fuck off, nigga.
All right, cool. Because we'll do this all day.
I swear.
All right, so we've got another game for Koji. Bro, can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
This app could go on for 4 hours.
Yeah, and I swear to God.
Like, I'll be honest. But this is a big, big indication whether or not Koji knows how much lyrics. This is.
Yeah, because you put out a lot.
This is guess the song.
I know.
With Koji Radical.
I've rapped a lot of lyrics in my life.
So many. Mm. All right. So this is guess the lyric.
I got this.
All right. So the first one is very easy.
Mm-hmm.
I done lost too many brothers this year to worry about new invitations.
I done lost too many brothers this year to worry about new invitations. Oh, my days.
Is it all my days? Is that your answer?
No. Okay. No. I done lost too many brothers this year. Is it If Only?
Can we release it? No,
Bad After We.
I think that is that with Getz?
It is with Getz and Shy FX.
Yep, Getz with Shy FX.
Oh, no.
So you didn't get that one
this year to worry about new invitations. Yeah.
Okay.
yeah.
All right, well, you didn't get that one then, did ya?
I don't get that. Right. That's
so
rage. This,
the next one. So right now, you're 0-1 right now.
Yeah. Yikes. I'm doing bad at games.
No. Come on, not yet.
Mm-hmm.
I need it like seconds. I'm hungry and thirsty.
That's another Shy FX rhythm. That's Good Morning. Shy FX, Nile Rodgers, Koji Radical.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right. Right.
See?
All right. Till you can't keep it bottled up. Dig.
Oh, That's Conversations, taken off the brand new album, Don't Look Down, out now.
Second right
album
then.
From Koji Radical.
Right then.
Number one UK hip hop and R&B.
Right then.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I said to you, you can't keep it bottled up. Dig.
Yeah.
No. It makes sense though.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to hold it anymore.
I am going to just say.
Yeah.
I am just going to say.
Yeah.
Just quickly.
Yeah.
All right then. I think the rain, my guardian angel.
Water.
Yeah.
I mean, water.
I know that one already.
FIFA Classic.
Brother, you see when I was playing FIFA
and
I heard my boy, I was so buzzing.
I've got quite a nice streak with FIFA.
Yeah.
I feel like, I think there was 1 year that I wasn't on it, but I'm back on the new streak started.
Yeah. So how many have you done? Four?
We've got Water, War Outside, Where Do I Begin? And then now...
Four, yeah.
Yeah, now Conversations.
Four. I'm a fan, you know.
Payback should be on there, though. That's my favorite song of yours, isn't it?
Do you know what? It should be. Do you know what's so funny? It's my son's favorite song.
I love that song.
And I remember when we first, like...
In Sharky's house. Oh, bro, that
little
was like
1 a.m. It was late in the morning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It didn't even have a thumbnail, bro. It was just... I think he just made it, and then he put it on... bro... It woke me up.
Yeah. I was playing it in the
both sides of the dress code.
I was playing it in the cinema room, and I feel like you could hear the music throughout the house, but everyone was kind of doing their own thing. I think it was me and Sharky in there. Maybe Chunks was in there.
Yeah.
Payback starts playing. You just see Dawkins.
Bro.
Yeah.
I was playing pool because we had a pool room in the cinema room, innit?
Yeah.
So I was playing pool, and then I heard a doom 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 doom. I'm holding the stick like this.
Yeah, he ran into the room.
Why?
Shit, man.
I'm holding the stick like this.
That's insane. No, but stick could mean.
Nah, bro.
Yeah.
Very good song. That's very good song. All right.
What a song. Balance on empty bottle service. Keep me bottled up.
Oof.
Digging deeper than Cemetery's channel. Yeah. That's Life of the Party, taking off the brand new album, Don't Look Down.
Yeah. All right, so you're doing really well. Since the first one, you've just been on a little
run. Yeah, the
first
one is horror. I'm actually vexed that.
I know. You should have got that one.
Yeah.
Last one, hate when they take my words and distort them.
That could be two songs. That could be two different songs.
It could be.
Mm. I feel like it's... what's the tempo?
Can't give you nothing.
Come on, man. That's too much.
You wrote these.
Yeah, but I write a lot of... You get me? Sometimes certain syllables and reverberations occur.
Yeah, that was good. That was good English.
Is it? Don't try to throw us off with the big words.
Can I get in a sentence?
Okay. Hate when they take my words and distort them.
Okay, right. Distort them. As in, to manipulate.
Yeah.
When they take my words and distort them.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Taken from the cult classic.
Yes.
Nappy by Koji Radical.
Yeah.
Can I be honest though? What's that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Five out of six.
He's only got one wrong.
Yeah, he's only got one wrong.
Solid.
But this is where we get into working as a team.
Okay.
We've done that as freestyling.
Yeah.
We've spoken about Koji.
Yeah.
We could be here for all day talking about Koji.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about Koji.
Yeah.
When I'm saying that we got to work together and do it closely.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With that being said, for the word, ask Med.
So if you're going to do it closely, let's move on to Boldy.
Because
Boldy will move on quite boldly.
Oh.
Let me switch it up.
Oh, no. This nigga started rapping again.
I pull up with an Adidas tracksuit.
Stripes on him.
Yep.
And this tech fleece will give you a new balance.
Ooh.
He got a tech in the fleece.
Damn. Shh,
come on, nigga.
You gonna aim it at your feet.
On. Oh!
Blast it on repeat.
Oh!
Till you can't even speak.
Oh! Come on, nigga.
Blood start to leak.
Oh!
They do the stitches. Real neat.
No, he's taking a piss now. All right, cool. So we're going to do a blind ranking, yeah? Let's do fashion brands because Koji and fashion go hand in hand.
Okay, cool.
All right? So we'll do fashion brands. I'm going to pick the brands.
Okay.
And we've got to work together.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this is what's going to work. We all pick one of our favorite brands.
Okay.
And then we try and see if we can work together and do a blind ranking.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Starting with you, Darkest.
So we just say any brand, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to say Nike.
Nike?
I'm going to say Y3.
Y3. I'm going to say Prada. Okay. Then I'm going to add in Louis Vuitton. And I'm also going to add in...
This is where it gets.
It starts to get a bit, you know what I mean?
It does. I got one in my head. I just don't really see it.
So I'm going to add in the IOR. That's the yo. If you didn't know, I go far. Like I've been driving most cars. If you see me with a 40, it's a scar. Hit him in his head, left him with a scar. Now he's asking questions, asking these.
Okay.
All right, so blind ranking. No, that's not how blind ranking works, the fucker.
How the fuck does blind ranking work?
No, blind ranking works where it's like, so where someone will say Prada. Mm-hmm. Then we got to say, ooh. So
where would we put Prada?
So it would be
one to five.
Say we put one.
Yeah.
Then the next one is, let's say your favorite is Y3.
Yeah.
Then we got, ooh, where should we put Y3? Five. Yeah. So give us our first one then, Amy.
Any brand, yeah.
Ugg.
Okay. Ugg. I'm not an Ugg boy.
Is it out of five?
Yeah.
Uggs. I would place them four.
Would as well, just because I got UGG slippers that I use for the crib.
Mm-hmm.
But I would, apart from the slippers, I don't wear UGGs.
UGGs are best fresh.
After they're not, they're literally like wearing a patty. Have you ever put a patty on your foot?
Can it not make my list? I don't like UGGs at all.
So we can agree.
Yeah. We can put it at five.
Let's put it at five.
Because it's not on my list at all.
But then we could have a mad brand.
You could have a Mazzolini Cabini. Yeah,
so we're going to go UGG?
I'm going to go UGG.
So UGG number five. UGG's number five.
I think Amy's going to look after us.
Yeah.
Adidas?
Okay, so you look now.
But Adidas, the reason why Adidas is unique, because Y3 is also an umbrella company.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
I'd put Adidas high because I'm trying to get my sponsorship back.
Yeah.
And I'm joking.
No, Adidas. We love you, Adidas.
The reason why I started wearing Adidas is because of Kobe.
If you want to sponsor all the board, I'll wear every episode.
I cheated a bit. I chopped around.
Yeah. It happens to the best of them.
You
know what I mean? No one's perfect.
You're right. But I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, he wants you back. He wants you back.
You know, I feel like we had some great times together.
Oh, man.
And, you know.
Damn.
I didn't mean it. You know, it was... the money.
Yeah.
They showed it to me and I off pant.
Yeah.
But never again.
Never, no. I'm better than that. Off pant, that means, you know what I mean? Just take it. Yeah, take it off. All right, so I think we can put that at three.
No, two. The reason why I say that is Adidas Originals has a lot of collaborations. So
they done with Drama the other day.
Yeah.
No, Adidas two, I'm not angry at that.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do two.
I'm not angry at that.
Yeah, Adidas two.
Supreme is one of my favorite brands.
It really, because you know, it's how I live my life.
Yeah. Supreme is like, Supreme. I fuck with Supreme.
I fuck with Supreme, but the last like eight drops have been terrible.
Yeah, I haven't fucked with the last few drops. I bought a t-shirt and generally it's the material.
Yeah, it's dark. It's excess. Everything's just like slap more logos on.
Yeah,
I know you mean Supreme.
Supreme.
Classic Supreme.
Yeah. I think safe
bet. I like the jerseys.
I think safe bet's three.
Three? Okay, we'll go three with
three.
Supreme.
Three with Supreme.
Because when it hits, it hits.
No, it does.
But like when it misses, it moves.
Have you heard of the brand called Boxer?
Of course.
Yeah.
I thought it was water, you know.
Because Cole Buxton's good. I don't see, but we're left with four and one.
All right.
Cold Bucks, I'll put four. I'll say four. I don't have any Cold Bucks.
Do you know what it is? I think Cold Bucks, then you could shop there and have a fit for every occasion.
Yeah.
Now, this is not to say this is our favorite, but I think out of all the three brands that we've had on this list, Cold Bucks is the one that man will wear.
It's versatile, bro. You can wear it. You can wear it.
I can wear a tracksuit. Yeah. I can wear a sharp little something there.
It's where you can wear it as well, bro. Yeah. You can wear it to a campfire and also Diddy's house.
Yeah.
Whose house?
Who?
Diddy, my friend. I have a friend called Diddy.
Yeah, you did. You played SDS.
You shouldn't even have a friend called Diddy. Should have been left.
What's the next one?
Yeah. So,
next one. Hey, next one.
So let's go. Are we going 401? Yeah, Koji's done.
Hey, mate. Next one. Yeah, we're going forward.
That's it, my other friend. How many Diddy's is out there? Darkers. Nah, ban him.
So we got four, yeah?
Four?
Four, cold boxing.
Yeah, we're fucked.
Okay.
No, that's not bad.
Bape at number one.
Yeah.
You've lost your damn soul.
So where would you put, you can't change it now.
Bape, I'll put, okay, you see how we have five?
Yeah.
I'll put Bape seven.
You've lost it.
I don't like
Bape at all.
You've
gone mental.
Ahead of Ugg. Bape.
Oh yeah, no, to be fair.
Bape.
No, but crazy. Bape, Ugg, I would wear indoors. At least there's somewhere I would wear Ugg. I would never wear Bape anywhere.
Yes, you would.
No, you're capping.
Where am I going to wear Bape? Where am I going to wear Bape? I don't want Bape.
Yeah, Bape.
No, you would.
No, you would.
Bape's the one with the little, the zip little, on the hoodie, innit?
No, that's just one of them. Bape is like the little monkey. Yeah. They do like different Air Forces.
The Bape stars with the stars.
I was wearing it to... the Red and the Leeds, the trainers.
Okay, did I speak to you that day?
Yeah, fuck. We did a pod that day, you cunt. We did a whole pod. Okay, cool. All right, so Koji, I'm trying to do something new for our guests.
Okay.
All right. Now, I want to make a song, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Based on quotes from each guest, all right? So this is going to go on for the next guest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Would you ever make a song with us, by the way? I think a song with us, like, it doesn't have to be like a serious song that you put out on your thing.
We made one like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, we just
I'm talking like we need a beat, a studio, music video, producers.
It, you know what it is? You know, have you ever been like spun round and round and round and round and round and round? That's what it'll be like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, fair enough.
Nah, chill. I'll do the hook.
Yeah, just do the hook and we do the verses.
And then we do the
Yeah, do the hook.
I'm not a hater, like, do you know what I mean?
No, you're not a hater.
I'm not a hater. I want my brothers to shine.
Last one, because Krebs and Connor, they ran away from it.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've kind of. I don't want to say it. I've said it already, but I'm kind of like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
So
completely understand.
Yeah, so I don't want you to feel pressure
for sure,
or anything like that. So if you can give man a hook,
you're so kind.
That's fine.
That would mean the world.
But yeah, one word that you would like to leave this episode with, and then the next person can then add on to that.
Okay. Ooh.
I mean, it could be anything. It could be a lyric that you've said before. Yeah. It could be something that someone said to you and you was like, wow, this is good. Anything.
Oh, okay. Okay. Boom. They couldn't tell me nothing. Where you been? Busy B. I had to get it buzzing.
They couldn't tell me nothing. Where you been? Busy B. Too busy buzzing.
Nah, so I had to get it buzzing.
I had to get it buzzing.
You know what I'm saying? Where you been? Busy B, I had to get it buzzing.
And that is so self-explanatory.
How about this? Busy B. No, I like Busy B. Busy B, I had to get it buzzing. That's like a tongue twister almost. Do you know what I mean? Because a tongue twister. Come on, bro.
Why's your tongue twisting, fam?
No, because I'm saying, no.
Why is your tongue twisting?
My tongue wasn't twisted.
Bro, you said it's a tongue twister. That means you've had that issue. Why is your tongue twisting?
All right, cool, man. Do you know any tongue twisters?
Do you know any tongue twisters?
Try to say red lorry, yellow lorry, bare fast.
I ain't doing that. So my tongue can twist. I ain't doing that, G. Yeah? I ain't on all of that. And if that's what you're on, I don't mind, bro. That's fine. Well, listen, this has been a fucking enjoyable episode. Our brother, the one and only Koji Radical, has blessed us with his greatness. It's been a pleasure, bro. Thank you so much. And I just think there's always a way you end the episode.
I mean, it feels wrong.
It just feels haram not to do it. All right. My name's HP. I'm with Darkest and Cole G Radical.
Yeah, guys, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe.
I ain't done, nigga.
Oh, sorry.
Let that man cook.
I'm sorry. Let me get out of the kitchen.
We the three musketeers.
Yeah.
I shoot you, we go deaf, but you must go and hear, or you must go and feel. Still, hit him in his head, blue. Now he dead. Eat him, that's a meal. Why? Shouldn't eat a man.
Shouldn't eat a man.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.